It's easy to dismiss concepts or ideas that seem uncomfortable, confusing, or unreal. The Nebulous is a new podcast that explores perceptions about complex themes relating to the human experience and the ambiguities of the human mind. I'm Lexi Smith, and I invite you to challenge your beliefs, open your mind, and learn from a diverse group of people. Subscribe to The Nebulous today. Questioning our decisions seems to be a human right. We wonder if we took a wrong turn somewhere or if we're on the right path. It can eat at us and disrupt our lives by embracing this draining thought process. But for some people, instead of going through the stress and worry of wondering whether or not they're where they're supposed to be, they seek out reassurance. They seek out reassurance from none other than a psychic who can read their energy, examine their chakras, and provide them insight. There's a much deeper meaning and intention that draws people to this service, and it's very real to the ones that practice it.
I think there's just some things I don't want to know. I don't want to know that they're coming. I don't want to anticipate them.
I think our five senses are very limiting, and there's other things that goes on that we as normal human beings can't pick up.
I would enter into that meeting feeling pretty skeptical that the psychic was going to know anything about me.
There's a lot of things that intrigue me. Being able to help people in an area that is challenging. You have emotional baggage that can't be necessarily seen. You're working with energy that has to be felt. That's always challenging because you know it's there. It needs the help in order to shift it. So that's one of the things that really attracted me to it.
This is Kathy Kearns. She's a Reiki master teacher, meaning she not only practices Reiki, but also teaches it to others. It was this experience that blended and introduced Kathy into other types of Reiki, crystal, shamanic, and karuna practices. She's also a certified Theta healing practitioner and instructor as well. I'm sure there are a few of the terms and concepts here that you aren't exactly familiar with. I wasn't even sure how to pronounce most of them at the start of this, but that's almost what made it all so intriguing and mysterious. The business Kathy owns is called Reiki Renewal, but Reiki isn't exactly everyday vocabulary either.
Someone comes in, it's usually laying on a table, although you can do Reiki in a chair if it's uncomfortable for you to lay down. It's a table very much like a massage table. And I hold my hands into different key spots over your body and channel energy through your chakras to balance and clear them. So a chakra is a spinning wheel of energy that you have that connects to your spine. You have over 180 chakras in your body. Most people just identify with the seven major chakras. You have your root chakra, your sacral chakra, your solar plexus, heart, throat chakra, your third eye, or your brow chakra, and your crown chakra. And each one of those is influenced by an emotion and can be by one of the major organs in that area.
Maybe you've heard this term during a massage, yoga, even in the doctor's office. They're clearly important and identifiable, so I wanted to hear the significance of each one individually to maybe understand all the commotion, maybe even the myths, that we hear about them.
The base chakra has to do with trust, has to do with being safety, everything that you would have your basic needs being met. Your sacral chakra, which is usually orange, has to do with creativity and relationships. It's also where you keep your spark for life. Your solar plex is usually represented by yellow, and that's about 1.5 to 2 inches above your belly button, and that's where you keep your personal power and your self-esteem. And then your heart chakra is usually represented by green, and it's just what you would expect it to be, unconditional love and compassion. Your throat chakra is right at your throat, and it's blue, and it has to do with speaking your truth and feel like you're being heard. The one above that is your brow chakra, or your third eye. It has to do with intuition and inner wisdom. And then your crown chakra is your connection to a higher power and realizing that you're connected to something bigger than what you really are.
So she hands me this list, a list that she gives to all of her clients. and it categorizes and describes actions or attitudes that might reveal whether or not you have an overactive or underactive chakra. But now you're a hypochondriac, so suddenly all of your chakras are just out of whack and out of line. At least that's where me and my coworker went with this.
I think it's really funny because they're spinning wheels of energy. And I've had new clients come in and say, oh, all my chakras must be blocked. And I've been doing this 8 years, and I have yet to find one that's completely blocked. Since they're spinning wheels of energy, they can be spinning in excess, meaning open too far. They could be constricted, which means not enough energy is going through that. Depending on which way that is out of balance, you would experience different emotional states.
We're talking with Kathy Kearns, a psychic with a few unique and interesting services. If you're picturing a fortune teller with a crystal ball, that's not really the feel we got from being here. We conducted this interview in her healing space in order to get a better sense of the vibes and work that she does. Her work is more relaxed and reassuring, incorporating real techniques and strategies used worldwide. If you venture back to the conversation we had with John Wiley, the hypnotist, he says his services are like an aid to different therapies and medical treatments that you would receive in a doctor's office. He said doctors actually recommend hypnotherapy as a supporting factor to heal and grow quicker. It's the same for Kathy and her Reiki services. It's often a recommended addition to the treatment a person is already receiving. For example, maybe you have anxiety or depression. Going to something like a Reiki session might be something a doctor might actually recommend to you.
A lot of times I'll have clients that have something that they know isn't right, but no one can put their finger on it. Like they're not sleeping well, and it's not tied to one medical issue. And so they'll come and see me. Some people are just curious. Some people know something's just out of whack. They just don't feel like themselves anymore, and they want to come in and see if this will help. When you share Reiki with someone, what you're doing is you're channeling Reiki energy. And since I'm just a channel, I don't actually direct it. It goes right where it's supposed to go, where it's needed most. And it's part of that trust that it's going through. Now, I can feel when the energy is moving. I can feel when it's not moving the way it's supposed to be. And that tells me intuitively how long to stay there in that one particular position. If your throat chakra is constricted and your heart chakra is constricted, there's a minor chakra in between called the ascending heart chakra, and that's where you keep worry. You could be worried about what you're saying. You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, so it would play off both of those. It's not like if this is blocked, this is blocked, then this is what it is. It's more intuitive than that.
If this spiritual power that apparently exists within your body is a little too over your head, that's understandable. But I think it might also hit a little closer to home than you would imagine.
If your chakras are spinning, and they're spinning wheels of energy, they can collect energy from others as well. If you've ever had a friend that kind of drains you after the day and you avoid them, you're picking up their energy, okay? Even though you can't see it, you can feel it. And enough to know that you don't want to spend a lot of time with that person.
I'm sure there's someone that comes to all of our minds when we hear this, but still, seeking out guidance or help in this area would still be kind of nerve-wracking. All of this information about chakras, and I'm still not even sure what to expect in an actual Reiki session. Just like a hypnotist, a medium, or even a dream specialist, they would have to ease skepticism about the services and feedback that they're providing. It's no different for Kathy when she tries to explain what the client is about to endure.
Well, there's a wide range of things that are within the normal range. And I don't like to try and influence what people feel. I will tell them that you most likely feel very relaxed. And if you want to sleep, sleep. My clients usually fall asleep on the table within the first 10 minutes. The only ones that don't is that they fight it. And they said, I'm scared that you would hear me snore, which is a great compliment if I can get someone to snore in 10 minutes. And what I tell them is that it's kind of being in between that wake and sleep state. You're sure that you're awake, you're sure that you're aware, and then you hear yourself snore. It's usually very relaxing. You'll feel a temperature change. You may feel a vibration. That's all that I tell them, because anything else I don't want to influence their experience. And it's really hard to describe how you're feeling that energy move, because we really don't have an adequate vocabulary to describe it. I asked one client, you know, well, what did you notice? How did it feel? And he goes, you know, it's like you're asking me to tell you what the color blue tastes like. I just can't quite describe it, but I know there was something there.
Like trying to describe something that you must experience yourself to understand in even the slightest way. But these services still get more interesting. This energy healing process can actually be extended to your animals or pets, too.
Pets usually dictate the session, where humans, of course, will lay on a table and most likely fall asleep. Pets, the session's usually shorter. What I let them do is they walk around and do what's kind of like a drive-by Reiki session. So they'll walk by and they'll stop in front of me because my hands are out, and they'll feel the energy. They'll go back to the other side of the room and look back. They'll come back a second time, stay a little longer, go back around and stop. By the third time, they're usually lay down in front of me and will fall asleep. I don't get a lot of call for animals, but I do offer it as a service. Cats, dogs, chickens are a little different. Horses about lay on you when you do Reiki on them. They love it. Tortoises, they're small enough you can hold. So I've worked with animals that have been abused and neglected as well. They have issues that need to be healed emotionally after they're adopted to their new family. So.
Although Reiki is one of the services that Kathy is most passionate about, like I mentioned earlier, it's not the only service that she has expertise in. Another service that she offers is theta healing.
Theta healing is working with theta brainwaves. And what the purpose is to go in and work with the client's subconscious. There may be some beliefs that were picked up along the way that your subconscious still hangs on to that's interfering with the way that your life is going. And so what we do is something that's called digging work, where we get to the primary belief, the core belief. And if we can shift that belief, then all the other ones fall in alignment. And that helps you to live a more positive life.
I'm curious to know why someone would need such a specific type of therapy.
Maybe when you were growing up, you got in trouble, your father gave you a spanking, and when he does that, he goes, I'm only doing this because I love you. Well, then if you're told that several times and you're experiencing pain, your subconscious believes that you can only feel pain when you're being loved. That obviously is going to influence the way that you deal with that aspect of your life and the people that you would pick. And so that would be something that we would have to shift.
In order to connect and get as personal as Kathy has to with her clients, I wondered how she creates the headspace and maintains the energy that it must take to do this. Conversations can sometimes be exhausting in themselves, and participating in one while also channeling energy, I imagine there must be a few tactics or strategies that she uses, maybe similar to mediumship.
Well, you meditate every day. You do self-Reiki every day as well. Just like I would hold my hands over different areas, I would hold them over those areas for me. After all, you are working as a channel. You have to keep yourself clear. And I can't ask people to come in for Reiki if I'm not willing to do it on myself. So a lot of rest, eat well. I mean, all the things that you're told to do really affect the way your energy works personally.
The general population has a hard time digesting services and work like this. But the further you look into it and analyze what's really happening, it becomes a lot less impossible to believe. But how do people stumble across this kind of work in the first place and then realize that they have talents within it?
Years ago, I saw a documentary about nurses using Reiki in hospitals, and I was curious. What I found really interesting about the documentary is that they were using it as part of the care treatment for people in the hospitals. And when I started to do more research on it, Dr. Oz, which you probably have heard of, brought the first Reiki practitioner into the operating room. And when the Reiki is part of the treatment plan, then patients heal faster, use less pain medication, and actually get to go home sooner. And so for something that's not intrusive, you know, why wouldn't you want to do that? And I found somewhere where I could learn about it. And the more I learned, the more I wanted to know. And it kind of just blossomed in that way. I never had the intention of starting a business. That wasn't my intent. It was just I was curious and wanted to know more. I did a lot of volunteer work, did a lot of community activities, and I finally had some people that consistently that came in and asked for me in those areas. And they asked me where my healing space was, and I said, I don't have one. And they said, oh, you need to get one now.
If you're like me, you might have began this podcast having a very different opinion and stereotype of someone that claims to be a psychic. But it felt very real and very meaningful, maybe even a sanctuary for some people. Thank you for listening to The Nebulous by Boise State Public Radio. I'm Lexi Smith, music by Coag, Scott Buckley, and Keys of Moon. Sound design by Josh Lindgren, support staff Kelsey Thompson and Laramie Lavalla. Consider the emotions, feelings, and thoughts of an animal. What's real? What's known? What's fiction?
I think the trend in our knowledge base is in the opposite direction. Animals tend to be more complex than we thought they were.
Harry Peachy, a zoo curator, on the next episode of The Nebulous, a podcast by Boise State Public Radio.